Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And this Sunday will truly be a Sunday like no other. With this weekend's major golf tournament, along with both pro and college football, there's no shortage of action. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, wants to put you in the center of the action with so many different ways to make it rain. If you haven't tried the app yet, head to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. Celebrating Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet. They cover with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. And on top of these great sign-up offers, DraftKings will have special promotions and odds boosts every day from Augusta. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get the can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook, ensuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right, you bet, and they cover up to $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And this is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. I'm joined by Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. Ross Tucker will be along shortly for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. We are going to start with the news, and Bob, earlier this week, we got the devastating news that Journey Brown's medical issue means that not only will he not return to action this season, but that his football career is over. That is tough news, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, very, very, very sad news, guys. But, you know, if there's a positive that comes out of it, they were doing some COVID testing, I guess, in September. James Franklin said on Wednesday, and they kind of detected an issue, and it turned out they went outside the program to see if, you know, a second opinion outside of Penn State would provide a different diagnosis, but involves the heart, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, I believe is how you pronounce it. An abnormally large heart muscle that's been thickened, and that just has all kinds of negative impacts it potentially can, including death, if you're not really careful with it. And, you know, I will say this, guys, I'm just glad it got detected. It's happened, you know, to athletes before. I don't know if the fan base remembers that a couple years ago, a promising prospect, Nana Aseju, I don't know if it was specifically this issue, but he had an issue, I think, related to the heart that ended his career. Journey Brown was set to have a really, really, I think he had his breakout last year. He was set to even better that. He was a key piece in the offense. Bright future, I think, in the NFL as well. Very sad news. He's handling it very well. I know he's got the support of not only the football program, but, you know, the entire Penn State community around him. But it is devastating news for somebody that young. I'm just happy they caught it, because if they didn't catch it, we could be talking about something far worse.
And that is the positive spin on this. It's fortunate that it was picked up, or we could have had a truly tragic story. And we're glad that's not the case. And we all wish Journey Brown the best going forward. We also had some other news this week. I want to talk a bit, guys, about James Franklin and his press conferences. And Andy, one of the things I caught that was interesting was he talked about giving Will Levis an opportunity going forward, and that we would see him. Wasn't last weekend against Maryland the absolute optimal opportunity to see Will Levis play?
Well, you would think, right, that...
Yes, I do.
Yeah. In that situation where you're getting gobsmacked and your quarterback is struggling big time, that you would look for other options, or just at least start, you know, considering looking for other options. I don't think James even considered it. He's done this before, that loyalty to a fault, especially at the quarterback position. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, but
yes,
it seems at the quarterback position that, you know, he'll dig his heels in there when it comes to his quarterbacks and the loyalty to a fault. He's not only hurting Clifford, in my opinion, he's sort of sending Will Levis a kind of message like, what the heck do I have to do to even think about getting in a football game? It doesn't get to look at much worse than this, coach. And even further down the depth chart, the third guy sitting there going, well, there's no chance in God's creation I'm ever going to see the field except to take a knee, right? If we're actually winning a game. So it was a missed opportunity, but it's not surprising because this is how James has done it before and he's dug his heels in.
Well, Andy, you know, and Bob, I want to ask you this. The comment that James Franklin made is he doesn't want his quarterback looking over his shoulder. I watched the first three games. His play warranted looking over his shoulder, didn't it?
Andy is right. James, a former quarterback himself, very slow to pull the trigger. Just remember with Hackenberg, I mean, and kind of how it played out for him. You know, guys, that Temple game, that 27-10 Temple game when he was sacked 10 times, he kept him in to the final minute of that game, and he was sacked twice on the final drive against a three-man rush. He just didn't need to be in the game. I worry that that's going to happen again. I hope this is not lip service. Watching Sean Clifford play from the press box the last 2 weeks, there is no question that he is shell-shocked, in my opinion. He's taken quite a beating, not only last year, but early this year. And I think it's affecting his play. I do. He's either A, holding on to the ball too long, or B, you know, pulling it down and running maybe before he has to. A lot's been made of the offensive line play this year, and it has not been what I thought it would be, no question. He was sacked 7 times in the Maryland game. Those sacks were not all on Penn State's offensive line. Even that strip sack, I think you guys would agree, he held onto the ball way too long before he got hit. This is a problem for Penn State. It's a problem for James Franklin. I worry about Sean Clifford's long-term, you know, productivity as a football player. Sometimes you can take a physical beating and you just never really recover from it. I do absolutely think that he's got to be on a short leash, if a leash at all, against Nebraska. I think the team realizes maybe that Sean's going through some tough times as well. And you just wonder, you know, if we're going to go through all of this during a pandemic and we're going to make all these sacrifices and we're going to put it on the line, do we have the best quarterback in the game? And I hope the best for Sean, but it's pretty clear to me that I think at the very least, Will Levis, deserves a shot.
Go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, the only thing I wanted to say was it's clear, and I was going to bring up the fumble as well, that looking at it, you think, oh my gosh, two Maryland guys just absolutely crushed him, and the ball came out. No, he held the ball way too long, throw it away and fight another down. The thing that it is revealing about Sean particularly in the last two games is it's two things. One, he looks very unsure of himself. Like, he's thrown off his back foot more than he ever did last year in the last two games combined. That tells you he's uncomfortable and doesn't believe in himself. And two, the other thing is he is locking on to a guy and waiting for them to clear or get open before he even starts looking at anybody else. That is a huge problem as well. That means he doesn't believe in himself either because he's not scanning the field and he's holding the ball too long. It's because he's locking in, and that just is all traits of a quarterback who's really, really trying hard and working at it, but then in those tight moments, he's making a lot of the wrong and bad decisions, and he's also inherently holding the ball too long. And it's costing him big time.
Well, my take on this, too, is they shuffled people on the offensive line. They shuffled people on defense. I realize the quarterback is a little bit different. But still, if you want to, I'm not even saying that Will Levis would be the better choice. I'm not saying you're benching Sean Clifford. But when he's playing that poorly, a message needs to even be sent to Sean Clifford himself. This is unacceptable. if you're playing this poorly, you're going to sit. Go ahead, Andy.
Sometimes you have to pull them to help them, right?
Right.
That's the other side of this is, okay, James is loyal. You know, Bob's right. The Hackenberg game against Temple where he was sacked like crazy. That is example one. Last week would be a very good example too, but he's also not helping the quarterback by doing that as well. So get him out of there. Let him breathe and take a look at it from the side. The game was over.
Right, exactly. There was one more thing at the press conference I wanted to address, and I'll ask you this, Bob. James Franklin talked about being away from his family and how tough that is, and I get that. I understand that. However, my take on it is I think that's being a little bit tone deaf. When you have a fan base who they don't make the money that James Franklin does, many of them have at-risk people at home, and they don't afford us having a second home in Florida. You know, he then said, well, it's no excuse. Well, you just got done giving it as an excuse. I thought it was a bit tone deaf. What did you think?
Yeah, I go back and forth on this. You know, James Franklin, watching him this year, he definitely seems like he's not quite himself. I would agree with that. But, you know, this is one of those things. He kind of brought it up at the press conference. He wasn't really even asked about it. It just kind of came out. And there, I'm sure there's some validity to it, but you know, this year of all years, I don't know. I think everyone's going through some very, very difficult times. Look at the Penn State players themselves. A lot of sacrifices being made. You know, they came back on campus, I think, June 8th, and you know, they are pretty much locked down. It's been tough on everyone, and I guess, guys, I believe him when he says that he hasn't managed being away from his family, because I think it's been back towards maybe March or April since it's happened, because it was one daughter's immune system's compromised. But timing of it's a little bit curious. They're 0-3. If they're 3-0, does this come up?
Exactly. And like I said, it may be just a little bit tone deaf, because there are other people who, you know, are dealing with very tough situations. We all are. And, you know, for a head coach at Penn State to talk about this, I think a little tough for the fan base to take. All right, that is it for quarter number one. Stick around in quarter number two. We bring Ross Tucker in, and we have Tucker's Tape. Stay tuned.
This Sunday, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet they cover with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.